Hello, my name is Sarah and I am your chakra coach. On this podcast, we'll be exploring how the chakra system can guide you to grow your emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual wellness, leading you closer to your highest self. Hello, and welcome to episode 100 of Your Chakra Coach. To everyone who has been with me since the beginning, and to everyone who has joined along the way, with all of my entire being, I thank you for listening, for reaching out, for giving me feedback, for telling me about you, just for being exactly who you are in every moment. I know I've said it before, but when I started this project in January of 2020, all I knew was that I had a message that I wanted to share with whoever wanted to listen, which honestly I figured would be very few people since I didn't really have a following and I'm not a celebrity or anybody in particular, but I do love podcasts and I wanted to create something that would be useful to people. And look at us now, episode 100. And I don't think it's any coincidence that this episode is coming out Thanksgiving week in the US. I am truly so grateful to this community, for the people I've met along the way, for the work that we've done together. Y'all keep me accountable as much as I do for you. But that is one of the coolest things about this kind of work, is that we are all teachers and we are all students. In some traditions, we even talk about how it's only a role that we're playing in the moment and that at any other moment, we might be something else. But in the end, we're all one, all part of the same consciousness. So that's what I think about us. Sure, it's my voice in your ear right now, but it could be your words I read tomorrow, teaching me something new or opening windows to ideas that I never even considered. Now, for episode 100, especially since it is Thanksgiving week, I wanted to do something around gratitude. It's been a while since we've taken the chakras one by one, so today, let's talk about gratitude, chakra by chakra. We can think about what we're grateful for, past, present, and future. And as we do, it will create positive vibrations in our energy channels. And my hope is that we'll all feel more balanced and peaceful when we finish. It's a chakra balancing exercise, a mini meditation, if you will, with gratitude as its focus. I know we get caught up in which chakras are out of balance and what's wrong where, and that is really important work, but so is acknowledging what's working. I'll share with you some gratitude and you can expand on it. And after we do that, I want to talk about some thank you giveaways that I have to share with you. Root chakra, responsible for safety, security, and the right to show up in the world as our authentic selves. We're grateful that this world of chakra balancing creates that space for us, that every week, if we choose, we can approach our vulnerabilities and insecurities, knowing that there is support for us, that we're not alone, that we will survive because we are together. We are learning to trust that the earth and the universe will provide, and that a state of abundance is not just coming, it is here now. We are grateful for this chakra and the connection to nature that it offers. Whatever our physical bodies are, they are beautiful in all their forms. We are grateful for the security that our root chakras offer us. Sacral chakra, responsible for emotions and relationships, and the right to experience the full range of human emotions and to own those emotions. We are grateful for our emotions because even the ones that are uncomfortable are opportunities for us. We can learn and grow and experience so many things when we begin to notice and be thankful for our emotions. Uncomfortable emotions might show us where we have room for change in our lives, while pleasant emotions might connect us to others, but even more importantly, to ourselves. Relationships of all kinds help lead us toward oneness, even when they challenge us. And we are grateful that we own our emotions, that they are ours to feel, whatever they are. They can't be taken from us. Yet we have the power to transform them into vibrations of love and compassion when we tap in to sacral chakra gratitude. Solar plexus chakra, responsible for self-empowerment and the right to act in our own best interest. We are grateful for autonomy, for the ability to chart our own course. And we're grateful for the knowledge that if something is truly for our greatest good, it is also for the greatest good in the world. Empowerment is not selfishness, and we're grateful that our actions can be supported by abundance and generosity. Our solar plexus chakra allows us to navigate the world as individuals on this plane, but it also shows us where we act in harmony with others. And how every action we take, however small, can help bring universal consciousness into alignment. We are grateful that we have the power and will to do that, to act with integrity, fully aligned with the people that we want to be. Heart chakra, responsible for our right to love, to be loved, and to know that we are lovable exactly the way we are. The heart chakra is the seat of gratitude, and we can let that feeling expand through our energetic body. Even when it's hard to believe, the truth that we are 100% valuable and worthy sits in our heart chakra. It's a universal truth, and we're grateful that our heart has the potential to open up to that truth. We're grateful for our ability to feel love, to choose love, to send love into the world, to people we know, to strangers, and even to people we find hard to love. This energy center gives us that capability, so uniquely human, to find so many kinds of love, and to unlock the place in ourself where we feel love fully and completely. Our heart chakra is ready and willing to generate vibrations of gratitude to be spread through our world. Something to be grateful for. Throat chakra, responsible for communication, expression, listening, and the right to be heard. We are grateful that we have voices, that we have ideas worth expressing, and we do. We are grateful for the gift of manifestation that the throat chakra brings to us, knowing that what we speak both to the world and to ourselves in this chakra will come into being. Sometimes it's already present and just waiting for us to arrive. We're appreciative of the throat chakra's purification process that burns away untruths and deceptions, allowing us to live fully and honestly. We can hear our true voices and the voices of others held by compassion and love and, yes, gratitude. The throat chakra lets us know when something truly resonates, rings out in us, creating clear communication with our own desires, in our connection with others, and in our line to the universe. Third eye chakra, responsible for intuition, imagination, and our right to see the truth, to see our path, to see the way to our highest self. We are so grateful that we are not bound by what is, that our third eye chakra can open us to the possibilities of the world. We can see a world in which peace is the overarching vibration, and we can see our place in that world. We are so grateful for the vision in this chakra, to see a path, even if sometimes it's only one step. Our intuitive selves, when fully formed and trusted, provide an internal compass, a guide so that we believe in the future, although it might feel dark at times. But we know that the light is always present, and we're grateful not just that it is there, but that our very own third eye chakra helps to create that light. Crown chakra, responsible for our connection to the divine and to our highest self, and our right to know, sometimes that which is beyond knowing through ordinary senses. We're grateful for the sense, the space within us that opens to the mystery of what we don't know. The crown chakra inspires us to seek something more, something greater, and gives us the cosmic connection to each other that we can all be so thankful for. We're grateful for the moments of inspiration that move us forward, and for the moments of peace that allow us to be content right where we are. For all our imbalances and troubles, wherever they are within our energetic chain, we are grateful for the opportunity to find balance and harmony. We are grateful for the learning, the exploration, and the knowing that we are always exactly in the right place. We are grateful. So there you have it, a mini meditation around gratitude. And while this week it's at the forefront of our minds to be thankful, at least here in the U.S., it's a practice that we can cultivate year-round. I'd like to say again that I am incredibly grateful for all of you. Your support means everything to me. I can never truly thank you enough, I know, but as a small token of my gratitude, I'd like to give away 5 chakra readings. These are Zoom calls or phone calls that take 35 to 45 minutes. We'll take an in-depth look at your chakras, where you might have imbalances, and also see what's working well. So when we take them all together, the chakras tell a story, and we'll use that information to create some steps for you to take next. If you are interested in potentially receiving one of these readings, again, I'll do a free reading for 5 listeners. Just go to yourchakracoach.com and sign up there. I'll leave the sign up open from the day this episode comes out on November 26, 2021 until December 10th, 2021 to give everyone who wants to a chance to sign up. And to everyone who's a member of the Patreon page, you're already signed up, and I'll put your name in the proverbial hat twice for being my biggest supporters. And you know what? Anyone that joins the Patreon page before December 10th can have a bonus chance as well. But again, you can just go to yourchakracoach.com and sign up there. That's it. I just want the opportunities to show some appreciation to you. Remember that you can always find me on Facebook and Instagram at Your Chakra Coach. Hearing from you each week is the highlight of what I do, so never hesitate to reach out. Much love and gratitude to you all. Happy episode 100, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.